busy down here.
See you at Woodrow Wilson High School. Getting them all straightened out?
Yes, well, I dropped by there because I've got two kids in the school. I'll drop by there on the way to work this morning.
Tell me, kind of review the picture with me this morning. Tell me, where are we all on Panama and Cyprus and Africa and so forth?
On Panama.
I'm going to have a board meeting with the New York Times today at lunch.
Right. Well, on Panama, I think it would be fair to say to them that there are a number of efforts being made through the OAS and through other Latin American governments to bring the two countries back to the conference table. I wouldn't give them details because they would make a big story out of it, but President Orlik of Costa Rica is making an effort, and also López Mateos has just last night sent something in, and we'll have a suggested reply for you to when you get back to Washington this afternoon on that. But there is some indication now that President Chari does want to get back to the conference table as soon as possible. That's looking better. Now, on the Cyprus matter, the British are now talking with Macarius about some modifications in the original proposal. What is likely to come out of it is a pre-agreement on the forces to be used, and then some notification of that to the Security Council. It's still dangling yet as to whether that would be an approval by the Security Council or simply something that the Security Council can take note of. We prefer something that does not require a formal approval in order to avoid a Soviet veto if they felt sticky about it. There has been some further incidents on the island in the last 24 hours, so the situation continues to be quite precarious.
Should we evacuate all of the people?
We let dependents go who wanted to go. In other words, this is what is called a voluntary evacuation of dependents. Now, the rest of them, most of our Americans on the island, have voluntarily elected to remain because they don't feel that they're in jeopardy and prefer to go about their business.
What's the situation in Africa?
In Africa, the thing that you should know there and should let the New York Times people know is that Nkrumah, plus his own inner circle, plus his own presidential guard, seem to be under great pressures from practically everybody now, and they are reacting in fear. We have no doubt that these demonstrations against the Americans was highly organized in order to draw attention away from the real worries that he has. He hasn't been out of his palace since the attempt on him about 2 weeks ago. It continues to be reporting that the army may take over in the situation, but I wouldn't say quite as specifically as that to the New York Times, but that the general attitude in the rest of the country is one of cynicism about these demonstrations because they recognize apparently that these were organized solely by Nkrumah, and the attitude toward our Americans who are scattered around the country, such things as Peace Corps people, remains friendly, and things are in relatively quiet around the country. We are disturbed about this flare-up of fighting in the Congo, believe that the government should go ahead with its efforts to get it under control before it goes too far. Otherwise, I think things have been relatively quiet. The meeting in Bangkok continues with three foreign ministers of Indonesia, Malaysia, and Philippines. We're not expecting great results from that, but it's
what's the best thing that could come out of it?
The best thing that could come out of it would be an agreement that the ceasefire would continue and that they would continue at the conference table, and that if any one of them has any problems to raise, they would raise it on the political level, and that they would work toward increasing cooperation among the three countries under the so-called Mafilindo concept. You should not express to the New York Times any basic confidence in what Sukarno's likely to do because he's a double dealer from way back, and we know that in this present situation. It has been useful to get him to the conference table and get a public commitment from him to hold up on the military confrontation. That gives us somewhat more leverage on him if he, for the future. But don't underwrite any anything on his side at this point.
All right, before I forget it, tell George Ball to go on to get me any report he's going to draft up. If not, just get ready to present an oral one.
All right, fine. You mean when you get back?
Yeah.
Yeah, fine.
You think anything else?
I think that's about it today, sir.